So, here we are, in your bedroom, finally. I've been waiting for this all night, and I've been waiting for this night all week. You know, I've heard so many things about you, things that couldn't possibly be true, but things that turn me on, things that touch me deeply. Things I've been lying awake nights thinking about. You know what I'm talking about. Is it true? I'll have to find out myself. It'll be my pleasure. Get on that bed. Let me unzip your jeans. Yeah. Take off your underwear. Oh, baby. This is looking promising. Oh, looks like you're semi-hard already. Oh, let me lick you. I've been waiting all day for this. Take that gorgeous, glistening head inside my mouth. Just suck it so hard. To get you not only fully erect, but throbbing with intensity and anticipation. I can feel it as I slowly lick your entire length and kiss it. But I'll keep teasing out even more excitement. I'm so into you, I almost forgot what I wanted to find out. But slowly, slowly, it starts to happen. What I wanted so badly to be true. As I suck, I can feel it slowly stretching inside me, like an erection that doesn't know how to quit, filling my mouth, taking only seconds but feeling like hours, making me wet with anticipation, getting thicker and longer, to the point where I can't take you in my mouth any longer. You're just too big for my mouth. So I have to let you out reluctantly. I have to take a few seconds to get over the shock and catch my breath. I look at you for the first time since it started. I am full of awe, and I think you can tell. To think you can really do what you shouldn't be able to, but somehow you are, and I get to see it, feel it, touch it. My expression melts into a wide grin, and I start giggling. And I see your cock, and I see perfectly well how you've grown, how that can't fit in any mouth. I see how majestic you're becoming, and my desire to feel you and pleasure you finally wins over my shock at the sexy visuals in front of me. And I notice your gorgeous balls for the first time. I fondle one of them slowly as you shudder. I take it in the palm of my hand. It almost covers it completely. Large and bulbous, moving out towards the edges as it keeps filling. Oh, it feels warm to the touch. Pulsates slightly as it inflates and tightens as it expands. I touch my fingernail to your skin and you moan deeply. I kiss and suck and lick your balls. So big. So beautiful. Getting bigger. Growing. Growing from my tongue. From my lips. Lick your balls. Top to bottom. It's so big. This is incredible. Take your ball in my mouth. Suckle you. Until I notice your shaft casting a shadow on me. Kiss your balls one last time and I return to your cock. I approach your head to lick it and it shudders violently. I help out by wrapping my hand around it and start stroking it. Even as I attack your head, licking, sucking, but you're still growing, not only longer, but also thicker, as my hand traces your shaft up and down, I feel the blood pumping in your veins, gradual expansion. I can feel you splaying my fingers apart. Your cock is slowly, slowly unraveling my grip. You're getting so thick I can't reach around you. But as if to make up for it, you're now so long, I can put my other hand around it. Just above my first hand, we can both circle your shaft. Try to anyway. And I can pump up and down. And there's just so much of your wonderful cock that my hands don't run out of shaft, even as I get into it. Running my hands up and down in long strokes. Slowly at first, then a bit faster. I hear you moaning as my hands traverse your length. At this point, I don't even have to lean down to lick you anymore. My tongue is feeling smaller and smaller compared to your head. I find myself taking advantage of it, really digging into your slit. And you really like that. I have to hang on to your enormous cock. To really focus, to keep licking that slit. It flails wildly like a spooked stallion, not sure where it wants to go. A danger to everything around it, except for me. I hold on, valiantly. I keep licking. Eventually, I tame the beast. Rewarded with rich flows of pre-cum, gushing out anew. I lick most of it up, but some runs down your shaft, lubricating it from my hands as they pump you. I lick my fingers. Hungry for it. But there's still enough for me to massage in. But your cock becomes saturated with it. Your rigid shaft, hard as ever. The thin outer layer of skin becomes becoming even more velvety, even more pleasant for me to feel and caress. I continue licking you. Continue my feeble attempts to encircle you. By now, it takes both of my hands to do so. I'm so enthralled by it, I lose my sense of time and space. I feel like I'm in a dream world with the man of my wildest fantasies and deepest desires. All I want is to be close to you, to pleasure you, to worship you. Eventually, it seems that your tremendous cock has tapered off, reaching a new peak. As I keep going, as I think about the impossible things I've just experienced, I think about how this is for you. Oh, a small part of me breaks away, looks at you, wondering if anything is going through your mind beyond arousal. I want to know what you know, feel what you feel. I don't know how this works, or if you can do this every time, with every girl. If this happens in the shower, if it gets this big when you please yourself. If you wake up like this, all I know is your look hits me so deep inside. Our eyes lock for a long moment. Our smiles widen, sliver by sliver, as you realize that there's nothing I would rather experience than this. Breaking our silent link, you tell me I'm the first to accept you for who you are. To keep at it, to not be freaked out. Your words melt my heart, but also make my pussy moist. My own body desperately trying to enable me to take you inside. An unknowingly endearing, pleasantly hopeless prospect at this point. So huge. My whole body betrays my feelings, and you seem elated. An idea enters my mind, and I summon the willpower to pause my adoration, to stop licking your head, to stop stroking you with both hands. You look at me, dumbfounded, but I smile, a scorching smile. To let you know that I have something else in mind that you might like. My hands, moist from your pre-cum, slowly remove my shirt. I bend down in front of you, my chest close to you. Your eyes are drawn to the visual trap of my deep cleavage. And you stare for a few seconds before looking away, bashfully, by force of habit. Eager to correct your manners, I grab your head and guide it back towards looking at my voluminous tits. And you look at me, briefly disoriented as you realize where you are, what we've been doing, and that you are not being rude when you take in my best features here and now. I loosen my bra's clasp, jostling and shaking my shoulders until it falls off, draping itself across your cock. I laugh at the image and wink at you, and slowly, as the symbolism dawns on you, You realize what's coming. As you remove my bra, I get into position, wrapping my huge tits around your shaft. Lucky to once again have found something that will envelop you. I invite you to touch my nipples, and as you do, I moan with bent up need. So happy to receive stimulation myself, even as I'm as excited as I've ever been. As you take in the stimulation of your entire shaft and my explosive reaction, your cock lets loose and erupts even more pre-cum. As you stroke and fuck in my tits, you spread it all over them, making your dick's journey through my shiny breasts smoother. I love wrapping my breasts around your giant cock. As you fuck my tits. Sliding, gliding, a glistening shaft. Spreading your beautiful pre-cum all over my big tits. As I start licking the head of your cock, as it passes by, your moans get deeper. And after a while, you let me know that you're about to come. I feel your shaft flexing and pulsing. And as I moan from the stimulation of my breasts, your own moans escalate. This is so hot. Fuck my tits. As you near the crest of your wave, you shut your eyes in bliss. You bite your lip. You groan deeply. You yell out your approval. You warn me it's about to happen any second now. Teasingly, I stop the motion. I put my face above your enormous head and I start licking you in the slit. I notice your eyes open widely and your smile broadens. And then everything goes white. I'm knocked back onto the bed by considerable momentum. And after I find my bearings, my fingers cleaning a slot for my eyes to look through, and my mouth being unable to resist, tasting your delicious cum. I look up from my prone position to see a splatter on the ceiling, beginning to drip near the edges, but continuously replenished by new spurts. I watch in amazement for a few seconds until I follow the source of the spurts down to your gigantic cock. Your loins and your upper body are covered with drizzle, both from the recoil and from drips from the ceiling. I get up on all fours, round your cock, and bend over to lick up the drops covering you. You look down at me with lust-filled eyes, occasionally interrupted by groans of pleasure as you keep issuing more of your seed. After a few seconds, Your power wanes enough that one load splashes on my bare back and we both laugh. I sit up and fall backwards onto the linens, rubbing off on them, letting them absorb as much as they can. Worried by your decrease in output and not wanting to miss out, I raise myself, cover the area around the slit with my mouth, and take your rounds until you run dry, swallowing madly to keep up, so much of it leaking out of the corner of my mouth. As you sigh a deep sigh of relief, I lick the cum from the head of your dick. Survey the scene around me, trying to work out for how long I'd have to go to clean your shaft alone. As I finish with your head, I look towards you. I see your contented, wide grin. I let go of your dick and feel the air as it crashes, still engorged but no longer supported, against the bed, producing a large thump on making you shiver with pleasure. I move towards you, and I kiss you. And I let you know how amazing you are. How blessed you are. And how you should cherish having such a gift. As you kiss me back, start telling me how you have longed for someone accepting you, as I did. No one has ever caused you as much pleasure. How you admired my performance. Now you can't imagine anything sexier. I think back to when we just entered the room, to when I woke up this morning, to when I set up this date, to when I first heard about you and your gifts. My heart beats faster. A warmth spreads across my body, and I say with the thought that for once, something that I thought was too good to be true and couldn't ever happen, really did happen. And it happened to me.